And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of May, 2016. It was on this day in 1830, President Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act into law, ending the previous policy of respecting Native Americans' legal rights. Five tribes, the Cherokee, Choctaw, Creek, Chickasaw, and Seminole, were moved from the southeast across the Mississippi. About 100,000 Indians forcibly marched. About a fourth of them died en route. After the Supreme Court had ruled that the white settlers' right of discovery superseded the Indians' right of occupancy. It's the 100th birthday of Walker Percy, born Birmingham, 1916. Parents committed suicide when he was 13. He was adopted by an older cousin, moved to Greenville, Mississippi, where he became friends with the neighbor boy, Shelby Foote, and the two of them took a trip to Oxford, Mississippi, to meet their hero, William Faulkner, but Percy was so overwhelmed he stayed in the car as Foote and Faulkner talked on the porch. Studied medicine, earned his M.D. at Columbia, contracted tuberculosis, spent 2 years in sanatoriums, spent the time reading. Getting TB, he said, was the best thing that ever happened to me because it gave me a chance to quit medicine. I had a respectable excuse. Came home to the South to become a writer, worked on a novel for 10 years, and then another one, neither of which was ever published, and then began writing what would become his first published novel, The Movie Goer. Came out in 1961, about a stockbroker recovering from a nervous breakdown who spends all his time at the movies. It's the birthday of the poet Mae Swenson, 1913, Logan, Utah, born to Swedish immigrants who moved to this country as converts to Mormonism. Swenson, the oldest of 10 children. English was their second language. The family spoke Swedish at home. She moved to New York. She worked as a stenographer and secretary while writing her poems, which were being published in The Atlantic and The New Yorker. And it's the birthday of the man who created James Bond, the novelist Ian Fleming, born London 1908, failed the Foreign Office examination, decided to go into journalism, worked for Reuters, then during World War II served in British Naval Intelligence. After the war, he bought a house in Jamaica so he could fish and gamble and go birdwatching. And he wrote a novel about a secret agent whom he named James Bond after the author of a birdwatching book. Fleming said, James Bond is the feverish dreams of the author of what he might have been. Bang, bang, kiss, kiss, that sort of stuff. It's what you would expect of an adolescent mind, which I happen to possess. The first five Bond novels did not sell well, but the sixth, From Russia with Love, did, in 1957, become a huge bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Timothy Young, entitled Not Naked on the Bed. Your beauty, nude, not naked on the bed, is far more a gift than I ever expected. I watch languor recline in your wise gray eyes, while slate hummingbirds carved as earrings dangle from golden hooks. I quiver in your breath, and the ceiling fan halts in that instant. We look at one another with both eyes open and close, an intimate wind, the cause of auroras, moves north and south, east and west. Then we swim into one another. Not Naked on the Bed, a poem by Timothy Young from Building in Deeper Water, published by the Thousands Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.